Proclamation number 3452 of 1st of March, 1945. Vocation of the Servants of God. Office, power. To whom God gives an office, he also gives the strength to administer it, and if a person is destined to spread the word of God, strength will always and everywhere flow to him from God so that he can fulfill his task. For this ministry is the most important on earth. After all, it involves saving countless souls from eternal ruin. And therefore God will also choose suitable people for this office. He will call them to be his servants, his laborers, who are to work for the kingdom of God. Power and grace will constantly flow to them as long as they are willing to work on earth as God's servants and if they have the calling from God himself. But this is the prerequisite for his working to be successful, for only those who are called by God live in the full truth, because they are able to receive it, and because only this ability is the reason to be called by God for an office on earth which strives to spread his word. And this must be well observed, for God will distribute his strength where it applies to spreading the pure, unadulterated truth. But spiritual strength will never flow to those who are in error, even if they believe themselves to be in truth. Then they will only use the vitality every human being has at his disposal, but they will lack spiritual strength. And they will never be called by God. Instead, they can only attain this calling if they fulfill all prerequisites themselves, so that spiritual strength flows to them, so that they thus become suitable for work for the kingdom of God. And thus they have to establish the connection with God so intimately through an unselfish life of love that they become enlightened by God's Spirit and are now able to distinguish error from truth, declare war on the former, and are now ready to stand up for the pure truth before the whole world. Only then will God call them to be his servants. Only then will they be capable laborers in the vineyard of the Lord, and then also always receive the strength to administer their ministry on earth. Yet as long as they are still under the spell of error, as long as they do not free themselves from it, they lack the ability to be proclaimers of the divine word. The human being's will, his activity of love and his desire for the pure truth is always the prerequisite for an activity on earth which aims at the salvation of erring souls. But since this activity is extremely important, God again and again awakens people in all circles who, out of love for him and their fellow human beings, offer their services to him. And as soon as the human being is willing to work for the kingdom of God, he will also be trained for this work, providing he shapes himself such that he can hear the voice of the Spirit within himself, because otherwise the pure truth from God cannot be conveyed to him. And as soon as the human being hears this voice within himself, he is also called by God to be active for him on earth. He will know the truth and also have the gift to pass it on in an understandable way. He will be guided by God's will, he will be assigned a field of work and will never lack the strength for uninterrupted activity for the kingdom of God, for he is now a servant of God who is equipped by his Lord with everything he needs for his service. Amen.